saw the silhouette that stood before him. And he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's form. Iculus, the prophet, stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Forty, where he shuddered. With us now, lifting up slowly off the ground. Picture outside this building, thousands of, you know, hundreds of miles of clouds over us right now, snow coming down cold, and slowly we're lifting up. You can see up above, looking down, you see the building and the streets going by and bodies of water, and you're lifting up, and soon we're going up above the clouds. There's no more clouds, just black sky and stars in every direction, and you start tumbling back through the stars, and we're all tumbling back through the stars, and as we're tumbling back, we're going back through time, years tumbling by, just years going by, and stars flying by faster and faster, and we're shrieking through life. Now we're going back through time, tumbling back, and then slowly we start to slow down. The stars slowing down, and you look down, and it's bright blue sky, and it's warm everywhere. No more snow, and you're coming down, and you see this huge mountain down below you, green fields everywhere, and a big forest, and this mountain rising out and slowly landing down, and you see Colonel Forman halfway up the mountain, climbing up, and he's slowly climbing, reaching his hand, one hand above the other, slowly climbing, and he's trying to find Iculus, the great knowledge of Iculus. And as you look down at him climbing up the side of this mountain, you can start to see it rumble, a little quake and rumbling coming loud until rocks start to tumble off the top of the mountain, tumbling down the side, but he's hanging on, thousands of rocks falling behind him, and he keeps climbing up, but he's hanging on as the rocks fall out, and slowly they start to leave little craters that look like eye sockets and a huge nose, and the mountain becomes the face of the great knowledgeable Iculus looking down at him. It's the rocks that are his ears and trees. And he looks up at the great knowledgeable Iculus, and he's terrified, but he knows he has to hang on. And Iculus says, "Forman, I know why you're here, and I'm gonna help you." And he calls on the famous mockingbird, who comes fluttering out of the sky in the distance, slowly flutters around the top of the mountain and lands on the shoulder of Iculus on the mountain. And Iculus tells the mockingbird to fly off into the distance to the castle of the evil King Wilson, steal the Helping Friendly book, and bring it back to all the people of Gamehenge. So here he goes.